shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Does the fact that you're the only person who has won twice, does that make you?
Critics say this may amount to racial profiling.
I'm Dale Peterson, and I'm after the Republican nomination.
Adios. Give me a minute.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about. Through the Looking Glass every night, where truth is our bitch on this show. And coming up, David G. Hall joins us because I was talking to him off the air about our vacation in the Caribbean. We got David, and then we have Ted Bell and all of this jazz about oil and, all the other news. I say oil because that was the one that I was thinking of. When I was on vacation, we'll get into that and where we were. And thank you for being with us during our video cast from the Caribbean. Thanks for being with us on our website, philhenryshow.com. We sent flip camera video and did literally video cast from down in the islands for 2 weeks, which was a lot of fun. And for those of you who were with us on our webcasts, we really appreciate it. We had a good time, and we're going to keep those. And maybe what we'll do is turn them into a big home movie or something. I don't know. We'll do some editing. Ted Turner tonight will be talking about the fact that Ted thinks God is sending a message with the BP oil spill. So this isn't just a natural disaster like a hurricane or a tornado. Now God is working through the oil platform workers to purposefully blow it up and kill people. That's what God's doing. And that's what Ted Turner. So do you understand? So it's no longer Pat Robertson. It's Ted Turner. Also, you got a teacher who's apologizing for beating up one of her students who was caught on a cellular phone video beating the crap out of this kid. 877-876-PHIL, affiliate spotlight tonight. Portland, Oregon is airing us live again. KCMD 970 AM. So we're very happy to be back live where I've always felt we should be. In Portland, and we welcome on board tonight in Toronto, Canada, CFRB at 1010 a.m., CFRB in Toronto. And we're back on in the great city of Toronto, which is the city of my, ancestors, my forebears, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my aunt, and my horse-thieving, rum-swilling, ancestors there in Toronto, Canada. Okay, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So we spent the last 2 weeks in a place called St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is a country, and there's a bunch of countries there in the Caribbean. And when I say it's a country, because it's important to understand, I don't know how many people understand this, but, you have Jamaica. We've heard of Jamaica, and we've heard of Cayman, and we've heard of, Antigua. But there are lots and lots of these little countries, and Barbados is one, and then St. Lucia is one, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines is one. So you have St. Vincent, the big island. We were on one of the little islands in the Grenadines called Palm Island. And I got to tell you, it was as about as beautiful as it could possibly be, and it was a really nice resort with these little bungalows, and we were there for 2 weeks. And I remember saying to Maria, I was with her, and she said, "So what do you think about taking 2 weeks off?" I said, "You know what? I could care. I'm happy I'm taking 2 weeks off." What's the last time you guys took a two-week vacation? Do it. I suggest we all do it more often. No more this 1 week here and 1 week there because you don't want to be away from the office. You know, I realize, and the other thing that you find out when you go on vacation for 2 weeks and you go to a place like St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is where I was, and you go that far away, you're getting a little far afield of where Americans hang out, and now you're starting to hang out with, what? You got it, Europeans. And so you're kind of going across that gray line that, there's no longer guys in Mickey Mouse t-shirts. Well, look at this. Here's some guy with buck teeth. He must be from England. And suddenly, instead of a guy saying, "Hey, would you mind passing me the salt?" It's like, "I see it's a very nice day, isn't it?" You're like, yes. And the other thing you find out when you start hanging out with Europeans, because they all eventually will say, "You people work way too hard, man." And I would often say to them, "Well, you're right. We do work very, very hard, but that's why we're successful." But now I say we work really, really hard at being just as sloppy and stupid with business as we've always been. We're breaking our asses figuring out new ways to screw up wet dreams and Chinese fire drills. That's what we're doing in this country. We're really working, man. Oh, yeah. We're coming up with new and better ways to make things break. That's what we're doing in the state. So I finally said, well, the hell with this. I'm going on vacation, not for 1 week, 2 weeks. And so that's what we're doing. And that's what we did do, I should say. And I mean, I went sailing and I went swimming and I moved my ass and moved my body because I was sure I was going to drop about 10 pounds. And guess what? Not 1 pound. I didn't gain any weight, but I didn't drop any. And I was out there swimming and snorkeling and whatever the hell you can do in water. And some of it I invented. We did it, man. And we went to the Tobago Keys and we swam with those giant turtles and then some other, you know, really groovy thing. We went, it was great. It's just gorgeous, man. And I'm going to tell you one other thing, too. The people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines are the nicest, the sweetest, the most gracious people in the world. And the reason why I'm pointing that out is because I've said this on the air. I've got no fear of saying it. The Caribbean, I wouldn't pee on if the whole place was on fire. I could care less. The people there in general are the rudest pack of bastards I've ever met in my life. Rude, stupid, and they seem as if they, even though they rely on tourism, they seem as if it's a real pain in the ass that you're there. And I don't care what anybody thinks. That is my experience. That's the experience of thousands, if not millions of Americans, black and white, in case there's people out there that think that's a component. Black and white, American tourists will tell you the Caribbean is the nastiest, most hostile, unfriendly place in the world. And when I found out we're going to go down to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I took a look on a map and I said, you know what? It's far enough away from the rest of that crap that maybe the people are really cool because it looks like it's really close to South America. Yeah, I know about Hugo Chavez. I don't give a damn. But and it turned out that it was I was right. The people were just as sweet and nice. Now, the Barbados, that's a whole different story. Are you aware of the fact that in Barbados at the airport there, this is according to Delta Airlines, folks, so I have no fear repeating this. Now, they may be wrong. They may be lying. I don't know. But according to Delta Airlines, in Barbados at the airport, they don't have radar. You want to know why? Because they just never got around to getting any radar. So they use an old 1950s, 1960s technique called staggering the traffic. They send the traffic out at staggered intervals to make sure that it isn't, you know, crashing into each other. Now, if that wasn't enough, the people at the Barbados airport are the rudest, stupidest bunch of bastards I ever met in my life as well. When I simply asked the question, gee, airport executive lounge, is that for first class passengers or is that for actual airport executives?
It's what it says, airport executive, sir.
I said, well, thank you very much. By the way, I dropped my wallet right near that spinning airplane propeller. Would you mind going over and picking it up? So I had a marvelous, marvelous time because something happened that I didn't think would happen. I had a good time in the Caribbean, but I had to go a hell of a long way away to get it, and that was in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And by the way, with all due respect to my friends who go to Barbados, you can take that whole place and sink it. I think it's a toilet, personally. 877-876-PHIL, David G. Hall. Now, I know we were talking off the air, David, about this and about the economic times that we're in, and you were making a couple of points.
Well, you know, the point that I was making, and thank you for having me on the program, is I didn't really want you to go into the too much of a discussion on your vacation there.
Well, I understand it, but I'm not clear as to why.
You don't know why?
No.
Well, the reason I don't want you to go into it, Phil, is we're in the middle of a recession.
And I know that.
Well, if you know that, then why would you go on the air? And I listened to what you said, and I thought it was interesting as far as it goes, but the fact is, the people that are listening to you right now, your listeners, are not going to be able to afford to go to the Grenadines. They're not going to be able to afford to go to the Caribbean. We are in an economy right now where many of the people listening to your broadcast, there's a very, very high likelihood that they will never take a vacation like that in their lives. And yet you spent 10 minutes of airtime talking about your resort vacation, about your beautiful palm trees, about all of the luxurious, and you slipped in to mention, I like the way you slipped in to mention the first-class airfare.
I'm not slipping in. What do you mean I slipped in to mention a first-class airfare? I was talking about the lounge.
Yeah, the lounge. Phil, understand something, please. The people that are listening to your broadcast right now, this is a Monday, the 17th of May, 2010. You just got back from a two-week vacation. Congratulations. You know, if you can live with yourself, that's fine.
And what do you mean live with myself? I took a vacation.
A two-week vacation in the middle of a recession. Okay.
You know, you want to know something? My business is doing fine. All right?
All right, well, your business may be doing fine, but you've got people listening to your broadcast right now. Their business is not doing fine. Their businesses may be on the verge of collapse, for all we know. And they turn their radio on to try to escape from the reality of their lives, from the fact that they may not be able to feed their children, or they may not have a roof over the heads of their children, or they may not have a house tomorrow. And they flip on the radio to listen to you talking about how you got upset because you didn't have a first-class lounge?
No, David, that's not what I said.
You can ask your audience.
I didn't say that. I asked a question of a worker at the Barbados airport.
A worker. And again, we're talking about black people.
And yeah, we're talking about black people. And I said it's got nothing to do with race.
Well, the whole worker, you mean, what were you meaning?
Somebody working at the airport walked by.
What I'm asking you to do, if you're talking about the Caribbean, you've already said you can't stand it, and some people may think that's racial. Refer to them as a gentleman or a lady.
You're telling me that there's people listening right now who may think that because I don't like the Caribbean, it's racial?
No, you say a worker.
All right, somebody walked by, and I said, Airport Executive Lounge, can you tell me what that means? And they said, oh, it means exactly what it says, sir. I thought, you know...
Yeah, you thought it was your first-class lounge, where you and people, where you go. But the people that are listening to you, you understand the point that I'm making to you, Phil, is that the people listening to your broadcast right now...
Yes.
I'm in charge of sales for your show, so I'm just trying to help you.
I understand that.
The people listening to your show right now, there is a very high probability they're never going to see the tropic isles that you just got back from. They're never going to sit down and have drinks with their British friends from across the pond. They're never going to. This is not a reality. They're losing their homes. They're losing, in some cases, they're losing their lives if they don't have health insurance. And when you get on and talk about how, gee, I gained weight on all the rich food. You know,
I never made any comment like that.
Well, you made a comment about how you thought you'd lose weight. You're talking about food. You're talking about your first-class lounge. You're talking about the private resort. And what you're doing, Phil, is essentially, I'll put it in a way that I think you can understand. We've all played baseball, and there's like two, and please, the people listening will understand, it's like two male organs, it's like two testicles. One of them is the fact that you took a two-week vacation and you're talking all about it to people that will never be able to afford one. And the other testicle is the idea that you've got your first-class lounge. And what you're doing, and the fact that you voted for Obama, who's the reason for this economy, what you're doing is you are repeatedly kicking both of those over and over again.
And all right, so you're talking, that, by the way, speaking of the FCC.
Now, the audience is not going to report me because of that. If I use the F word, they will. But, what we're saying here tonight, what I'm saying, what the audience is saying, is the following thing. You coming on and talking all about your first-class lounge and your exotic places, you're kicking the American people in the groin over and over and over again.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous. I'm being very truthful. You're being cruel. Your audience will turn away from you. Stop gloating about how, hey, guess what? I just went down to the Caribbean, and there's a bunch of British people, and you're never going to get to do that. And
you know that I never put it that way.
But that's the intent.
No, that is not the intent. Excuse me. That is not the intent. I'm going to take a break, all right?
You take a break? Yeah, take a break. You're late for the break. This is business. Most people are about business, and you're talking about coconut rum and all this.
I haven't mentioned, I mentioned coconut rum off the air. All right, let's take a break here. Number 877-876-PHIL. If I am offending people by talking about going on vacation in the Caribbean, I don't mean to. We'll take your phone calls next. We do have David G. Hall on the line with us as we talk about this economy. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And the fact that I voted for Obama, meaning, what does that mean? Does it mean that I am the guy that I think it's funny that this economy has happened? 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show, back live.
Famous Bill Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I'm going to get to some phone calls, David, but I did not imply that it was exclusive.
No, but I heard you off the air saying there were 45 rooms in the hotel and it's very exclusive. Did you say that?
I did, yes.
Once again, what you're doing is you are driving away the conservative base of talk radio by talking about and again, forgive me, because I would love to go there. I can't afford it. You can? That's great. But you're talking about going down to the Caribbean where it's very, African. And the conservative base thinks you're doing some kind of a diversity thing. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, do you have to take a lip reading course?
David, no, I don't understand what you're saying, and that's got nothing to do with lip reading. It has to do with, that's got nothing to do with diversity. It's a beautiful place to visit. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Sebastian calling on the Phil Henry Show from New York City tonight. Sebastian, hi, go ahead.
How you doing? I'm just calling to comment
on the
guy you got speaking right now. He is a complete moron. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I got to just say it straight out.
I don't even
want to know your name, honestly. I don't want to know your name. I listen to you all the time.
Well, you can't come on and insult me.
You read into everything he says as if it's so deep. He went on a vacation. He makes good money. So what? What's wrong with that? All he's talking about is about the people and how he's being treated outside of the country in different areas. That's all he's saying.
Problem that I'm having with it is he's talking like he's got the money. Do you have money to go to the Caribbean? I don't think so.
Yes.
And you do?
Yes.
Well, not everybody does, sir. Excuse me.
I understand that. And I agree with you that not everybody does. But he has a good job. He makes good money. And he's coming on, and people, they do like to hear stuff like that. You know, maybe they don't want to visit the Barbados because they don't want to be treated bad over there. Maybe they'll go to St. Lucia. Maybe they'll go to where he's going. You know, that's all he's saying. I mean, I don't think it's that serious deep.
Then why is he talking about the first-class lounge and coconut rum?
The first-class lounge, David.
Well, hold on. I'm talking to the caller. I'm not talking to you. Go ahead, sir.
He asked the gentleman or the lady, whoever it was that was walking by, if that was free. Maybe he's in first class for him or for the executives, and she gave him a rude answer. I think that's what he was trying to say.
But not, again, not you may go to the first class lounge, and Mr. Henry may, but 99% of the people that are listening tonight, these are people that are not, you know, they're eating at Coco's, you know.
And well, David, what are you saying, man? You know, you said...
I've got you on the line, Phil. I have this gentleman on the line. Both of you guys can afford to go down to wherever it is. Good for you. You know, I hope you're very happy together.
But, well, what is that supposed to mean? The gentleman's calling in and saying he can go on vacation.
I know, but both of you guys are coming off, I think, a little highbrow. That's my point.
Not at all.
And to say, the first-class lounge. 90% of the people listening to your broadcast, Phil, don't even know there's such a thing as a first-class lounge. They know there's a first-class section on a plane, but they didn't know that those people sit somewhere else before they get on the plane.
You really believe that, huh?
Hey, Phil, do me a favor. Don't insult my intelligence and pretend like I don't get it.
Okay. You think that most people are so dumb they don't... By the way, Danny, Sebastian, thank you so much for your call tonight. 877-876-PHIL. You think most people don't know there's a first-class lounge?
Most people... Look, you can't pretend, Phil, that you're something that you're not. You can't pretend... And I can hear the music, so you have to take a break. I'm trying to save listeners, and the conservative base is turned off by you hanging out down there with you-know-who.
877, please.
No, you know what I mean.
877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we're back here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with David G. Hall. You know, vacations are vacations, David, and it almost sounds to me as if you're taking this personally, that I went to the Caribbean, I went to a nice resort, I spent 2 weeks.
I'm not taking anything personally, but it's funny that you would think I'm taking it personally. You're on the air. What did you say before we went on the air? You mentioned something about going and drinking some, what was it, coconut milk or something?
Coconut rum.
Coconut rum and soda water?
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thing I wanted to ask myself, and I wanted to ask you, and I'm being facetious, but, yeah, I think the audience knows where I'm going. When did you come out of the closet, you know?
And well, what is that supposed to mean?
What it means is the people that listen to talk radio are a conservative group. They don't want to know about you're going down and you're with Europeans because they believe it's socialist. They don't want to have a diversity lesson with you hanging out with blacks.
And whoa, hold on. You know how this makes you sound?
No, you're making a big thing out of it.
No, do you know how it makes you sound?
I'm talking about the diversity lesson you're giving everybody.
I'm not giving anybody a diversity lesson. I didn't even mention race. Other than the fact that if people thought I was being racial, I said that black and white Americans don't like going to the Caribbean for the very same reasons.
Why? You know we're going on the air in Toronto tonight, right?
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you that you could have said you were going on vacation to Toronto and that you enjoyed it being there and you enjoyed going, you know, to Toronto? And the reason why I'm saying that is because with a new affiliate and you go on the air and say, we're going on the air in Toronto tonight, and it so happens I just got back from Toronto.
And because it's not honest.
You know, Phil, you know, people, I bet people are not stupid, okay? They may not have a lot of money. You got an audience out there that's, they don't have enough money to go to the Caribbean. They barely have enough money to go to the Colorado River. But it doesn't mean they're idiots. Okay?
Well, you know, David, so that means what? So I go on the air.
So you could have gone on the air and said, I'm going to Detroit or I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina, one of your affiliates.
But which is not honest.
Well, here's an idea. Make it honest. Plan on going there. But you didn't do that. Instead, you said, I went down to the Caribbean, and guess what? You don't get to go there. And you talk about...
I never said that.
And you talk about coconut rum... and things that are not, nobody can relate to it. And you talk about how you tipped all the blacks. And
you know something? You are really a beautiful piece of work, man. I never said anything of the sort. I said that I got to know the people, okay?
Yeah, I know, but you got to help me do my job. I need help in doing the job of representing your show. That's all I'm saying. Instead of saying you hung out with a bunch of poor, you know, black people in a foreign country, why not say something like, I went to Canada and I enjoyed being, or I went up to the Bay Area and I was with the local conservatives who listened to KNEW or something like that. What I'm trying to do is get you to help me.
All right, so turn the whole thing into a big lie and say that that's where I went when I didn't go. I got to take a phone call here. Number 877-876-PHIL.
And I don't like the way you get in the last word and then say, okay, I got to take a phone call. Because I think I'm entitled to respond.
You know what? All I've been doing is talking to you, and I'd like to listen to what my listeners have to say. Here is Danny in Raleigh, North Carolina. Danny, you're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Phil. Phil, I just wanted to say,
yes, sir.
I am a regular working-class American. I just stood in the parking lot when you were having your opinion about the Caribbean and everything, and I was with a mixed race of people there. There were some black people, some white people, and some Native Americans standing around talking for a few minutes after work, and I didn't see anyone take offense to anything you said. This is United States of America. You have a right to have an opinion, and it doesn't have to be the opinion that everybody else has to have. And I wanted to say that we also were standing there thinking that instead of us being jealous and petty and mad because you mentioned you were able to take a 2-week vacation in an expensive place, we're happy for you. We're glad to see there's still some Americans out there that can do that.
Well, thank you.
And we're, when we more Americans can do what you've done.
Hold on. Thank you, sir.
Done, Phil, if you prepared yourself to by having a job and an education and opportunity to where you can afford to take that vacation. And I think that if more people would do that, there'd be more of us taking 2 weeks vacations. And we just wanted to say we're happy for
well,
you, Phil.
You're very nice, sir. David, what do you want to say?
Well, first of all, Phil, with all due respect to Danny, he's lying to you. I don't think he means what he's saying. I think that what he did. Are you laughing, sir?
Sir, I work for a major company in the United States. I just got off work, and we were standing in the parking lot listening to the radio, and that is the exact truth. I don't think that anybody can tell
you. Let me ask you a question.
Unless they agree
with
you, I don't want to hear anything they got to say. Phil, have a good evening. Congratulations on your vacation.
Sir, I'm just saying, I disagree with you.
Another vacation. Good evening.
I think this gentleman, he's lying, and I think it's a joke call.
Because he didn't agree with you.
No, not necessarily because he didn't agree with me, although you can't, with a straight face, say to another human being, I'm very happy that you got to go for 2 weeks to an exclusive resort in the Caribbean while I sat in Raleigh, North Carolina, and perspired so much that I've got... it amazes me.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Finish my thought what? I mean, that's a man that's what? He's in Raleigh, North Carolina, claiming that he is happy for you, when in point of fact, he's doing a job. He gets off work at 1:30 in the morning, and he is perspiring so much, he may well have jungle rot.
Jungle rot?
Yes. And this is a guy that doesn't want to be honest with you because you're the talk show host and he wants to know you and, like, have a beer with you.
Oh, God. You know, your attitudes about people...
Can we just talk turkey for a minute here? What were we talking about? We're talking about the economy. You voted for Obama, didn't you? The very man that has destroyed the American economy. The very man that your listeners blame for the economy. And yet you vote for him, and then you take a 2-week vacation. Like you're a member of the Politburo. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I don't know whether to laugh at you or to take you seriously.
No, Phil, that's what you do when you don't know how to debate a point. I've just debated you and beaten you on every point, and that's what you do. The caller was lying to you. He's never going to listen to you again because of your vacation story. He resents you, but he wouldn't get on the air if he didn't agree, so he pretended like he agreed.
Well, you know, I know a little bit more about talk radio, I think, than you do. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Henry in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hello, Henry.
I'm not in Greensboro, but hello. I am in North Carolina.
North Carolina, yes, sir.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't be talking on the telephone to a talk show host at this time of the night, but that's what woke me up. I just want to tell you, I've been told there are certain things I can't say on the air, so I won't say what I think of David, except he used the example of testicles. Well, I want to say he's what hangs the testicles.
I was simply saying that Mr. Henry, by repeatedly talking about his vacation in the Caribbean, was taking a steel-toed shoe and kicking away at the American, if you will, testicles.
I happen to be an American, and I sure as hell don't feel like he kicked me anywhere, nor do I envy anybody else that goes on a vacation wherever the hell they can go on a vacation.
Well, can I ask you, did you not feel, as a conservative, that Mr. Henry's diversity course on how he tipped the waiters...
Wait a minute.
You said I was the conservative you're talking about. I don't feel like you feel. You've got the greatest case of envy I have ever heard. I don't know what your job is, your station in life.
I'm a vice president.
You are an absolute idiot to sit there and say that Obama caused this economy. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What did George Bush do?
You're calling from North Carolina, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, naturally, I'm making the assumption you're a conservative.
Why?
Why?
I'm not talking to you, Phil. Why?
Why?
Because the conservative party, or not the conservative, the Republican Party, always sweeps the South. That's what I thought.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Phil, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the caller.
I don't get swept with anybody, and I sure don't get swept with your type. You can call me whatever you want to call me, and I don't
Let's just say this. You're telling me that Mr. Hendry gets on the air, talks about going down and drinking Cruzon rum and soda water.
I don't question what he drinks and where he drinks it. He had a 2-week vacation. He can do what the hell he wants with it.
Well, that's true, but when he has the job that he has, a talk show, and he gets on the air and he lords it over people.
Are you telling me that all talk shows have to say what your line of thinking is or else they're not a legitimate talk show?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm advising
you, Phil. Your type is the only kind that listens to talk shows?
No, sir. I'm simply advising Phil as to what would best suit him if he gets on the air and talks about how... You know, he's wearing a thong and getting an oil rub.
Hey, David. Have you got a radio show, David?
No, I don't. I happen to be the vice president of syndication.
For my show.
So you don't have a radio show. Phil Hendry does, so obviously he knows what's best for Phil Hendry. Let him alone. Forget his vacation.
All right, but I'm asking you. I'm simply asking you. You don't feel as if someone has kicked you square in the you-know-what?
You know what, partner? I got a cabinet with some Cruzon rum here of my own if I want to drink it. If he wants to go to care of me and a drink, that's okay with me.
All right, let me ask you a question.
You're straight. I can't go to care of me.
You're straight.
Oh, you know something, David. You're ridiculous.
No, I'm asking the guy. Is he straight?
I have never heard a character as ridiculous and asinine.
I'm asking... What's wrong with me asking the question, are you straight or are you not?
Why? Because he drinks Cruzon rum? Are you kidding? Or because he drinks it with soda water?
Hey, really? Really? I don't know.
Then why doesn't he want to answer? See, he won't answer.
I'm a vodka man myself, to tell you the truth.
Hey, David, I'm straight, and I drink Cruzon rum and soda water.
Yeah.
What does David have to drink whatever he is.
You know something? I think it's a very sad day when talk radio is taken over by an individual like Mr. Hendry, who voted for the very man that destroyed the American economy and then goes on vacation.
And I want you to tell me how he destroyed the American economy. Tell me.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Barack Obama.
Yes.
Now tell me how he destroyed the American economy.
Yeah, that's a good, very good question.
Hey, Phil, do me a favor, will you? Quit butting in. I'm talking to this guy.
I'm the host of the show.
Quit butting in. All right, how did Obama destroy it? Everybody knows that he did. Everyone knows he did. When he did the stimulus. When he did
the stimulus was started by your George Bush. And the people who have been paid in the stimulus are coming out and paying it off.
No, that was the TARP program. You got two different. That's TARP. I'm talking stimulus. Which is what he come up with.
Okay, he came up with stimulus. General Motors is making their first profit in quite a while and agrees to pay their entire loan back in a very short while.
Exactly.
Other companies have paid their loans back already. What's your problem with it?
Let me ask you something, Mr. Hendry. Do you have plants calling into this show to make me look like an ass?
Yes. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What do you mean a plant? I don't know who this man is.
I have never
heard. He's a plant. You're a plant, aren't you?
I've never heard Phil Hendry in my life. I was turning through the dial on the radio and came across your comments. I didn't even know it was Phil Henry's program.
I want to ask you a question. Is this a joke call?
No, David, I don't know this gentleman. He's calling. He's asking some pretty good questions here. And one you can't answer. How do you figure Obama is to blame for this economy?
Everybody.
You're the joke call, David. You're the big joke.
G. Gordon Liddy, okay? And a lot of the hosts that are on the air will tell you that Barack Obama butchered this thing six ways to sunset.
There you go.
So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Hey, how about Sean Hannity? Hey, I don't know what else. Rush Limbaugh will tell you that too, man. What you like
listen
to
this.
Do?
Will you listen to this guy? Sir, don't breathe into the phone like that.
All right. Thank you very, very much. It was a good call, Daniel. I appreciate you calling up. 877-876-PHIL. I wish you wouldn't insult my listeners like that.
What did I do?
With the...
the guy's going, hey, Sean Hannity. That's what I heard him do. Okay? Now, I said...
No, I didn't hear him do that.
If you, as God is my witness, ask your listeners, he went, Sean Hannity. And if that didn't sound as vulgar, and we've got kids listening at late at night, yes, because a lot of these parents, they won't put their kids to bed. And I've had people call and say, your show's not good for kids. I'll say, it's on late at night, ma'am. Why is your kid listening? And she'll say, I can't put him to bed. He doesn't do what I tell him to do. So I defend you, and I say to her, well, that's too bad. So I defend you. Oh, okay, I get it. So that's not good enough, huh?
You know, you want to know something? I'll tell you this.
Are you going to lay out the facts of life to me?
Yeah, I'm going to lay out the facts of life to you. As soon as we get back from a break, that is. More of your calls, plus a Facebook post gets a woman fired. Well, no kidding. That's about three times a week that happens. More of your calls coming up at 877-876-PHIL. We're back from vacation. We are talking here about the fact that I went on a two-week vacation to the Caribbean. Talking about that, talking about the things that we did. Is that rude? Am I lording it over people that can't afford it? Are you, the listeners, offended by the fact that I took a vacation for 2 weeks in the Caribbean? And that's what we're talking about here with David Hall. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Eight seven seven eight seven six. Phil, David G. Hall on the line with us here for the final segment of the program. You mentioned earlier in the program, David, that people are not into this cultural diversity thing. They don't want to know about where I went, especially since I was with Europeans and socialists. What does that mean?
Well, I think you know what it means, Phil. But you've taken every occasion to mock what I'm saying.
I don't believe I have.
Well, yes, you have. Yes, you have. You went to the Caribbean and you stayed in a luxury hotel or resort of some kind where you said, not me, you said, there were British people, and people in America consider Europeans to be socialists. You don't think about your audience. So you go down and hang out with British, whoever they are, and you're drinking this coconut rum, which I think is an insult to every American. And then you're with these British. Now, that all comes out in the wash as hanging out with socialists and a lot of homosexuals and this thing. I've got nothing against that. You have to understand the audience, though. They may.
Because I'm drinking coconut rum with British people, I'm hanging out with socialists and homosexuals.
I'm saying what the audience may think. What the audience may think.
And that, by the way, the insult you delivered to that young man from Raleigh, North Carolina.
What are you talking about?
When you said that the guy, something about how he's sweating so much he could have jungle rot.
Well, I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay. 877-876-PHIL.
You're not going to throw that hand grenade and get away with it.
No, you did say it. My audience will, if anybody heard it, I'm sure they'll call in. I'm going to take a phone call here. We have Daniel in San Jose, California. Daniel, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. How you doing? I just wanted to
say one thing.
I'm a U.S. Army soldier, and I took a little vacation myself, but only I went 15 months in Iraq. And I just want to say, as one of your listeners, that it makes me proud to know that you were able to go down to the Caribbean and try to enjoy yourself. That's what this nation is about, and that's the freedom that I helped fight for.
Well, wait a minute. This guy, you say you were in Iraq, sir? This is David Hall. You were in Iraq?
No, I was in Iraq from 2007 all the way through 2009.
All right, now, forgive me for asking this question. Did you work in the motor pool, or were you...
Well, what does that mean?
I'm asking.
What do you mean the motor pool?
He wants to know whether or not I saw combat, and yes, I did. I actually have a combat action badge tattooed on my forearm, as well as a soldier's cross, which represents the soldiers that we lost in my unit, some which died in my arms.
All right, well, but, and I'm sorry to hear that, but when you say you saw combat, is that because you were working on, like, a Jeep's front end and a mortar round came in, or what?
No, he said he was in combat. Never mind. Thank you, and thank you for your service to our country, sir. I appreciate it, Dale, very, very much. What a thing to say.
What did I do? I asked the guy if a mortar round came in while he was working on someone's Mini Cooper.
Phil Hendry.